You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Today we're featuring two guests from the 21st Annual Student Film Festival at Southern Oregon University. The festival showcased 14 short films produced by students in the digital cinema and media programs. My guests are Sophia Guerrero and Maddie Peterson. Sophia is this year's festival director. Welcome to the Exchange, Sophia.
Thank you for having me.
And Maddie earned the award for Best Cinematography for her work on the film The Hollowing. Welcome to the Exchange, Maddie.
Thank you.
So, Sophia, let's start with you. Now, as festival director, what was your primary goal for this year's lineup of films?
I wanted to be showing the best of the program. We are fortunate enough to be in the top 30 film schools in the nation, and I really wanted the festival to showcase all of the talented and creative work that people have been working on the past year and really show a diverse range of genre and the different kinds of work that people can do.
So how did you get into this kind of genre or this work?
So I came into SOU as an emerging media and digital arts major, and I noticed after a year it wasn't really fitting with what I wanted. And I went to the Student Film Festival that year, and that changed everything for me. I remember sitting there in the varsity looking up at the big screen thinking, wow, I can make a film and it can be shown up on there. That's insane. I want to be able to do that. And so I ended up changing my major over that summer. And since a sophomore, I've been in the digital cinema program, and it's by far the best decision I've ever made.
So I understand this festival is the culmination of a specific course titled Film Distribution and Festival Promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does that academic background factor into organizing this kind of public event?
Yeah, so the class starts in the beginning of spring term. So since April, we've been working on this. It's taught by Professor Chris Lucas. And the first few weeks, we do some annotations and analyzation on the history and strategy of film festivals and kind of what their role has been in film society. And then we break into different committees. We have the programming committee, design and publicity. We have ticketing, the jury and awards. And then SOU Film Club took care of our after party this year. But all of those committees, they all have their own jobs and do everything they need to do to get the film festival done in the end. But they're all so important, and like they all need to be recognized because they've all done incredible work this year.
So is the festival sort of a capstone project?
Not necessarily. It's kind of a big group project. Capstones are more of the like making an actual like big film, but this one is just like a very important group project for everybody.
Well, this year you received 28 submissions and you narrowed it down to 14 films, right?
Yeah.
What were your team looking for when they made the selection process?
Oh, it was really, really hard this year. And I think that's what made the festival be so good, is that we had too many good options that we really had to like strategize and think about like what were our priorities. And ultimately, it did come down to even distribution of genre. We wanted to make sure we had an even amount of horror and sci-fi, drama, comedy. We had a comedic animation film in there, a music video. And so we wanted to just show a very diverse range of what the school could offer and what we've been working on for the past year, and also different lengths of films. We wanted to have a good mixture of long and short and medium, and just showing all of the creative work people have been up to.
Can you tell me about some of the winners?
Yeah, well, we have Maddie Peterson, who won Best Cinematography for The Hollowing. I also got to work on the project, and it was so much fun. And that is absolutely deserved. Some of the other winners, let's see, we have Aidan Higgins, who won Best Drama for Nightlights. We have Max Marizan, who won Best Supporting Actor for Rest Easy, as well as Best Comedy. We had 11 winners, I want to say. I've kind of lost track off the top of my head, but a lot of very well-deserved awards this year.
Okay, and so Maddie, you won for Best Cinematography.
Mm-hmm.
What was the inspiration behind your film?
Well, I was actually brought on to that project quite late. They lost their director of photography, which was my role. Mm-hmm. And so they asked me to come onto the project, and I read the script, and I said yes. It sounded amazing. It sounded really fun. And I started it. I love horror films, so there was a big inspiration there. It's kind of like a zombie film, I guess.
Well, let me explore that for a minute.
Yeah.
You love horror films.
I do.
You're a senior, right?
Yes.
So you're still a teenager?
I am 22 years old.
Okay, I lose track. My daughter graduated, and I lost track with her as well. I keep thinking of young people in their teens, but at 22 years old, you're still a young person. When did you develop this inspiration or this attraction for horror?
Oh, I've loved horror ever since I was a kid, like probably 7 or 8 years old. I've just always been drawn to it. I love the exhilarating feeling of getting scared, I guess. And the makeup that they do in them was really amazing to me. And that's actually what got me into film in the first place.
So when you came to Southern Oregon University, was that front of mind?
Yeah, I actually came here hoping that there would be like film makeup classes for special effects makeup specifically. But there isn't really many classes here for that. So I got into camera work instead, and I immediately fell in love with it and just took off.
And what was your initial major, or are you still in the same major that you started with?
Yeah, so I started in the Emerging Media and Digital Arts program, just like Sophia. And I was liking it, but I realized that that type of art form was really taxing on me. So I wanted to try something else. And then I got into the film program, and every time I'm on set, I'm just ecstatic.
My guests are Sophia Guerrero, director of the 21st Annual Student Film Festival at Southern Oregon University, and Maddie Peterson, an SOU senior who won Best Cinematographer for her film, The Hollowing. So, Maddie, we have an audio clip from your film. Let's take a listen.
Listen, you don't have much time. She can smell the blood. Kill her. Or she'll kill us all.
Who?
Oh my. What goes through your mind, Maddie, when you listen to that audio?
It honestly brings me back to that day on set. It was rainy and cold and really difficult, but it was also so fun, and we had a blast. The crew is amazing. The director, Adam Burkett, he did an incredible job. Like, when I think of that film, all I can think about is what a fun time I had making it.
So which is more important, visual or audio?
Oh, man. That's a really tough question. When it comes to film, I don't think you can have one without the other, to be honest. Of course, there's silent films, and the visuals are very important in that. But I feel like it's hard to watch a film if it doesn't have good audio. So they're both extremely important.
Well, I could feel that film just in the audio piece. That's amazing. And when you said it was cold and rainy on the set, well, it felt cold and rainy when I listened to the audio. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Sophia, now the festival awarded prizes in a number of different categories. Can you tell me about the categories and the judging process?
Yeah, so we had categories for each of our genre films. We had best drama, best comedy, best sci-fi horror, and then we also had our audience choice award where they got to scan a QR code at the end of the screening and choose which one they liked the most. We also had best cinematography, obviously, best production design, best sound, best editing. We had best performance and best supporting performance. And all of those awards are chosen based on a local jury that we have that features a lot of local filmmakers, people who have, like, worked some area in the industry in the past. I think we have roughly, like, 20 to 30 people on our list that we reach out to every year, and we dedicate certain screenings to them. And then from there, they rank their choices.
So how do you find these people, and how much time do they have to devote to this process?
So I'm actually not the one that looks for them. Professor Chris Lucas, he has that list from a while ago, and I think it's been built up over the years. So I didn't really have to do a whole lot with the jury this year. We had another program for that, which I did work closely with. But they are allotted about a week, I want to say, to review all of the films and make their decisions from there.
And how long are each of the films?
Ooh, they range. I think our shortest one was about 2 minutes, and our longest one was 15. And so depending on what category they're given, it really ranges. They could have a really short time. They could have a really long time. But yeah, I think they enjoy being able to devote their time and check out what the students are working on.
Do you give the filmmakers a set of criteria that they have to meet?
Like the jury or the filmmakers in the program?
The filmmakers.
Not necessarily. We do have kind of a scoring system of on a scale from 1 to 10, how good do you think the cinematography was? How good do you think the sound was? And so that definitely contributes to how exactly we do the scoring.
So you're in your senior year.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
I'm going to stick around in the area for another 2 years or so and just kind of save money, build up my portfolio a little bit. And then once I'm ready, I want to move to either Seattle or Los Angeles.
Well, how important is this festival in creating those connections?
So, so, so important. Like, hands down, the most important thing about this major and filmmaking in general is networking. I would not be where I am at all if it weren't for the people who supported me along the way and the people I met and collaborated with. And I can't emphasize how important that aspect is.
Maddie, you're a filmmaker in your senior year. What are your plans post-graduation?
Yeah, I'm planning on sticking around the Valley for a while. I'm hoping to either get a job at an arena or just a venue where they hold concerts and sporting events. I'm really into the live event stuff, but I'd also love to film music videos and, you know, actual films as well. So wherever I end up getting a job, I'll move to wherever I have to.
Well, your participation in this film festival obviously elevated your name since you're one of the winners. Were you able to make any connections?
Yeah, it's honestly a little strange. my first 3 years here at SOU, you know, I didn't reach out and, like, talk to people that much. But this year, it's just really blown up for me. I've been talking to everyone. I have a lot of friends. And a lot more people know my name now, which is just a really weird feeling for me.
What is the most memorable part of either making the film or participating in the festival?
I would say for the festival, there's two really big memorable parts. One was actually seeing that film on the big screen for the first time. It was just such an incredible feeling, and hearing everyone's reactions to the film was so just surreal, honestly. And then the other time was actually at the awards ceremony. I had no clue that I was going to win an award. and I knew I was up against so many other incredible films with amazing cinematography. So I was pretty nervous that it wasn't going to happen. But then I heard my name called, and it was just like I had to take a moment to realize that it actually happened. And it was incredible.
Sophia, what's your big takeaway?
Film festivals are a lot of work. There's a lot of difficult decisions that go into it, but it's so worth it. So worth it at the end. I remember that last week leading up to it, I had so much imposter syndrome, and like we've been working so hard, but like, am I missing something? Is it all going to come together? And day of, I just saw everybody so excited, and it all working out exactly how I had pictured. And yeah, it really shows that hard work and great, like, team collaboration can go a long way. And I really hope that the festival inspired a lot of other filmmakers to keep making films, make a film for the first time, and just do what they love.
Well, is there any way for the public to see this film?
Yes, we have one more screening today. It is our encore screening at 7 p.m. at the Varsity. You can get tickets online at their website. And yeah, one more chance to see it, and I highly recommend.
Okay, well, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
My guests were SOU students Sophia Guerrero and Maddie Peterson.